promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 29th.
It is Monday.
Yeah. Is Irene gone or is she still around?
What?
Oh, Irene.
I literally thought it was a woman that you and I knew. I don't know, actually. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, it left a lot of flooding behind it.
Did it?
Millions without power.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A lot of floods, man. And yeah,
anybody I guess, hurt?
Yeah, sorry. 22 people died. In 9 states. Yeah, it turned out to be pretty bad. But you know what? I thought it would be worse. They really expected a lot worse, like really powerful winds and that. And I don't think that materialized very much.
Jesus, that 22 people.
A lot of water, man.
Oh, God.
They're estimating this at about $10 billion in damages.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, oh wow. That's a lot of money.
That hurts, huh?
$10 billion. Yeah. Jesus. I can't even imagine.
It could take a while before they rebuild some of the places. But,
That's crazy.
I mean, you're looking at people and their houses are just flooded. Can you imagine?
Why would they not leave? I don't understand
this.
Well,
even if they leave, the house is totally destroyed.
Well, yeah, but it's just a house. Like, I mean, look, it'd be devastating for me. And I, you know, you lose things, you lose things. I get that. But it's just a house.
Right.
You know, like, go to safety, like leave, just get out of town.
That
I can never understand why people are like, I'm just gonna hunker down here and I'm gonna stay. Fuck that. I am out right away. I'm a scaredy cat, but I am out, seriously.
No, I mean, that makes sense. You know, why would you want to stay around? But I think some people were not encouraged to evacuate, so they just stayed.
I'm not to be mean though, but there's been a lot of hurricanes that have come through there, okay? And you all know what happens.
Right.
Like, it's never a good thing. It's never like a little,
good ending.
Like,
there,
never
huh?
a little wave that goes over that's, hey, woo, you know? Like, you're surfing on the wave. That never happens. But I can never understand. People are like, I'm going to stay by my house, and this is my house. And it's like, you can't really compete with nature, guys.
That's
you know
true,
what?
You know?
It's like, it's just a house. You can always build another one.
Yeah. Maybe they think, well, it's not going to hit me, you know? And they just stay.
I would never think that. I would get the F out of there as
would
quick
you?
As. Oh, hell yeah.
Where the hell would you go, though?
I would take a plane somewhere on the West Coast. I would get the hell out of there. I would stay in a hotel. I'd stay somewhere. I just would not stay there. I would even sleep on the street, like here on the West Coast if I had to. I really would. I would not be anywhere near there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel for these people. I do. And for them to lose their homes and all of this stuff and all, you know, things that they've had forever. I mean, that's hard. But, I mourn more for the people that have lost their lives.
Right.
From it,
yeah.
You know?
It's all just property and
exactly
material things. Right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
And besides, even if you stay at home, how are you going to help it? You know, how are you going to save your house?
I don't know. You just hug it really hard.
Stand there with buckets, you know, and try to empty it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just would get out of there. But I'm sorry to hear that. My heart goes out to all the families.
And power to a lot of, out for a lot of people. And that's tough, too, you know, when you're around with no power.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how long they're going to before they restore it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So.
No, I know. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, I mean, meanwhile here, we've had like Vegas weather the past few days.
It's been so hot here.
Hot winds, hot everything, you know, and it dries out everything.
Yeah.
But Some people were complaining, oh, we're not getting the summer here. It's not hot enough. So now they got it.
It's supposed to be hot till like Wednesday, right?
Is it? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
If it's only till Wednesday, I'll be happy. But I have a feeling it's going to stick around for a while.
It's so gross. My dogs are hating it. I'm hating it. And you know what also is I'm so much more tired. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't have central air. So I just have air just in my bedroom. Right. And I just, like, it is so, it makes me so tired.
Right. Yeah. The heat does.
I can't wake up. I just want to sleep all day and all night. I hate it so much.
Yeah. You better not drink while it's that hot because you're going to pass out, you know.
Oh, well. You know, I don't drink much anyway, but yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So your weekend was good, Sammy?
My weekend was good, yeah. Not much happening, but, you know, I've been thinking about all this weather and stuff. And, you know, I mean, this is all has to do with global warming, I think. You know, it just, I mean, the weather screwed up in so many different places that you know something's going on.
Sure.
I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, when you figure it out, you can tell us.
Okay.
Okay, Ben.
I'm just guessing at it. How was your weekend? Did you do anything special?
Good. I had nothing too crazy, but I had a nice weekend. It was enjoyable. It was busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was enjoyable. Yeah.
Busy being cool. Busy doing having fun or
you know.
Yeah.
Both.
Both meaning not having fun and having fun.
Sure. No, both like work and play. But it was, it was a nice weekend, actually.
Good.
Can't complain.
Good.
I took my dogs to the park yesterday, though, because they were just being antsy. And I was like, you guys have no idea what's about to hit you because you're inside and you think it's all like fun and cool out. And we go to the park and within 5 minutes, they were like, oh, sitting underneath the bench. I was like, I told you, bitches. So we then were not there that long because they couldn't handle it. It was so funny. They were just like, they were like so excited. And then the moment they got there, they were like, oh, this sucks.
Really? So they felt it too, huh?
Oh, yeah. But they think, because they're like in my one room where it's cool, they think it's like nice out, you know? Right. And then they want to go outside and they're all excited. They're such dorks. They're not as smart as they look. Anyway, but yeah, no, it was a good weekend.
Good.
But I'm glad to be back here.
Well, good. We love to have you back.
Yay! Okay, so I was reading this story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then I started crying, of course.
Oh no!
Yeah, but
not again.
I know I might start crying now. Gaddafi, the one of the nannies that lived there, told this story of just unbelievable horror that happened, and how, you know, the staff was treated so poorly, and how their dogs were actually treated better than the staff.
Really?
And this Gaddafi's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Aline, I think her name is. Mm. Okay. I think I hate her almost as much as Casey Anthony. And if she was in front of me, I would seriously do some damage to her. I'm sorry. And I don't believe in physical violence, but I want to murder
her. Was it his wife? I don't know if he has a
wife.
Wasn't it his sister or something? No.
It's his wife.
Really?
It says his wife. Here, I'll show you.
Okay, so tell us the story.
So, oh, God. His wife, yeah. Aline, A-L-I-N-E.
Okay.
Well, it could be his sister, too. He could have married his sister. Who knows?
I just didn't realize he was married.
Yeah. Time. So, this nanny came from Ethiopia, and she was never paid a penny. Mm. Never a penny. The whole time she was there. And she would watch her son and her daughter. And I guess one day, her daughter was crying and she wouldn't stop crying, and the nanny refused to beat the child, but the wife wanted her to.
Really?
The mother wanted her to beat her because she wouldn't stop crying, and she wouldn't do it. So these are her words: she took me to a bathroom, she tied my hands behind my back and tied my feet, she taped my mouth, and she started pouring the boiling water on my head like this.
Wow.
She poured water all over her head, burnt her, scars, everything, right? So then she left her in there, and nobody could see her.
Mm-hmm.
She was in there, I think, for a couple days. She said that maggots were coming out of her head.
What?
Because nobody found her, and she was sitting in there.
Uh-huh.
Just left. And then...
How did the maggots get into...
Well, I don't know if it's because... I mean, she was burnt so badly, scarring, just like... I don't know how that works, mm-hmm. but she literally said maggots were coming out of my head.
Wow.
Because she had hidden her mm-hmm. and no one had seen her. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm just reading what she said.
Yeah.
Then one of the guards found her, took her to a hospital where she received some treatment. Then the wife found out. She said that she threatened the guy with imprisonment if he mm-hmm. dared to help her again. So then she put her outside for 3 days. She stood in the cold with no food. Okay?
Wow.
Nothing.
Mm.
Right? And she watched the dogs eat in front of her as she was just sitting there. Now she, I think maybe this happened more than once, but she's just talking about this one time. I thought it happened more than once. Anyway, so this, they're doing an article on this woman, and if you look at her, it's like from a distance, you think it's like her hair, and then they show up close, and she is burnt, like scabs all over her head.
Wow.
I mean, all over her body. It is so fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs medical attention, and she has no money. Now, I'm sorry, if I'm the reporter,
mm-hmm.
I would fucking shell out my entire wallet. I would take this woman to the hospital and I would get her help.
Right.
I can't. How can you sit there and like do a story on this woman? Like she's in this room by herself. I don't even know where she's living. She needs medical attention and she has no money.
Mm.
What is, I don't understand this. I really don't understand how this happens. Like how could you, how me as a reporter, I could never sit there and listen to this sad story and not do anything about
right.
it.
Right. But support, I mean, reporters are not supposed to get involved because think about it. They see so many different things.
I don't give a shit. You know? I would do it. I understand what you're saying, Sam, and I'm not yelling at you. I don't give a shit. If I saw this
you
woman,
you can yell at
front,
me too. It's not going to make a difference.
No, I'm just saying like, I'm getting so angry and I'm not angry at you. I'm just saying like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if reporters aren't allowed. If I was a reporter, I would shell out my entire wallet. I would take this woman to that fucking hospital and I would sit there. Yeah. I am so angry, and I'm not necessarily angry at the reporter. I'm angry at this woman who did this to somebody else, and this woman should feel the same wrath of God that she did.
Well,
to
I'm sure they will. They're hiding out like rats now, so
it's just disgusting. And I hate wishing things on people because I don't want to do that, and I'm not God, and I'm not trying to wish harm on people, but Jesus effing Christ, like, how is this okay? I am so disgusted, and I seriously, if I had money, I would find this woman and take her to the hospital.
Mm. So where's she now?
She's sitting in a room somewhere. I don't even know. Like, I have no idea where she is, but she's literally sitting on the bed in a room, like, scabs all over her head and her body, and she's just, like, she seriously needs medical attention.
Right.
She's not okay.
Yeah.
She's in so much pain.
I see your point. I definitely see your point.
I just couldn't sit there as a human being. I don't care if it's my effing job. I can't sit there as a human being and be okay with this and look at this woman suffer as she's saying, I'm reporting on a story saying she needs medical help.
Right.
If I have the money and I'm sitting there, I'm going to take her to the fucking hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I'm sure by reporting this, he's made it, he's brought it to the consciousness of people, and maybe somebody
is.
I
hope so that somebody can reach out and do this. If I honestly had enough money to do this, I would do this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because this is disgusting.
Well, just think of all the victims that we don't see and we don't know about.
I know.
There's horror stories in all these places in the world. I don't know.
It just makes me so nauseous. It makes me, I don't hate people, and I do think people are good. I don't understand why they do what they do sometimes. That pisses me off. I just can't get, I can't understand it.
Mm.
And I can't understand that, like, these people don't realize what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If this happened to them, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. I hate it.
You know, all these people in power are so removed from the people, and, you know, especially dictators and and
I agree with that.
Autocrats and, you know, people that don't really, I mean, they rule by power and intimidation, by fear. And that's what happens.
It's so sick.
Yeah. So everybody who thinks of traveling to those areas,
maybe not.
I said just stay away from them.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
And
it really is, man.
It makes my heart hurt a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Anyway, on a lighter note.
Yeah.
I was looking at the VMAs.
Yeah, I mean, I just realized they were on last night. I didn't even know.
See it either.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know, but it's all over the news. I don't know why.
Beyonce is pregnant.
Yeah, she announced it on the show.
Well, she just showed her little bump.
Right.
Her and Jay-Z are having a baby.
Oh.
She's awesome. I love her. I just love her.
Really?
I do. I think she's such a powerful woman, such a great talent. She's beautiful. I mean, I think she's a great role model for women. I really,
really?
Do. I do. I do. And I applaud her and am so happy for all of her success. And I'm a huge fan. sorry. But they did show Lady Gaga was on there last night.
Yeah.
She did her alter ego, you know, Joe, the mechanic guy.
I've heard of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do I think she's like the hottest thing ever as a guy?
Really?
She is so hot. She should stay a guy. She should stay as Joe. She should never be Lady Gaga ever again. She should not dress as a woman. She should be Joe.
I see. So she can be attractive to you.
Exactly. And I think that that's important. I think she's so hot. Her features are just so strong that she looks better as a guy.
Uh-huh.
They're not very soft. They're very hard features.
Right.
So she makes a better man than she does a woman.
Yeah.
But man, she was wicked hot. On just the clips that I saw, I was like, hello.
Joe Calderon.
Yes. Her alter ego. I think she's so much better looking as a guy than a girl. It's so funny. It's like Hillary Swank to me.
Yeah.
Hillary Swank in Boys Don't Cry was so much hotter as a boy than she ever has been as a girl.
Yeah.
Ever.
Mm.
She's a little horsey as a girl. As a boy, she's like wicked hot. I don't know what it is, but Lady Gaga should be a guy for sure. And what is with all these stupid alter egos that these singers have? Like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce and Gaga has Joe, and now Nicki Minaj is coming out with her alter ego for her new album. I don't understand that.
They're trying to reinvent themselves maybe to try and impress, but they're copying people, right?
But
I mean, it's not that original.
I don't really know. Like, Madonna's always been Madonna.
Right.
She's kind of just grown, you know, she started, I don't even know how to say this. Anyway, Madonna's always been Madonna. You know, she's never had this alter ego. I mean,
right.
She's done different music throughout the years. She's, you know, worn different clothes and changed her look and all of that, but she's always been Madonna.
Mm.
Like, I feel like when you're an entertainer, you go up there and you entertain, you lose yourself in, you know, in that person at that moment. Like, mm-hmm. you become somebody else already.
Right.
And now you're going to become somebody else, like another person. Like, it just doesn't, I don't understand this, why you have to be.
Yeah. Well, they need the attention. Whatever they can do.
It's so weird to me. I don't understand it. Because they're the same. They go up there, they're the same person. Unless you dress like Gaga and then you're Joe Calderon or whatever. Then you're hot and then I'm okay with that. But I don't know. I just don't get it. Because, you know, Beyonce doesn't dress up as a guy.
Right.
As Sasha Fierce. So uh-huh. I don't understand it.
So, but she pretends to be a guy also?
No, she doesn't dress up. I said she doesn't dress up as a guy, but she has an alter ego.
She has an alter ego. What does that mean?
She puts out albums under Sasha Fierce.
Really?
Yeah, it's the stupidest fucking
thing. I've never heard of that.
It's so dumb.
It is. Especially when she's got such a big name, she can cash in on.
Like, I understand if you're making... Okay, put it this way. If you're going to have an alter ego, you can dress up like Gaga, become a guy. Sure, right. That's an alter ego. I actually do get that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to have an alter ego and you're going to put out another album underneath a different name...
Yeah.
Make the music different.
Yeah.
Like, completely change it up. Like, do something where this is so opposite of your one ego.
Mm-hmm.
Make it different. But if you're going to put out this, like, the same type of music under a different name, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. So, she uses a different name, but she sings similar songs.
Yeah. It's like
and she doesn't dress like a guy.
No. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, like, Nicki Minaj, like, I don't know what her... My dad said Garth Brooks did it. Garth Brooks did it?
What? Did what?
An alter ego?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. He said he did it. But it ended his career. Well, okay. He did dress up as a girl. Is that what you're saying, Puffs? but no, that's what I'm saying. Is like, I understand Lady Gaga, in a sense, dressing up as a guy. I get that. That is totally different.
Right.
She doesn't put out music under Joe.
Right.
She sings, I think, her music, but just under as Joe sometimes. But It just doesn't make any sense for Beyonce. And I want to see what Nicki Minaj is going to do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see. I like Nicki Minaj. I think she's really talented. I bought her album. I think she's amazing.
Really?
I think she's awesome. I just, wow. I don't know this whole alter ego business. I think it's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. I guess you talk about her. She won for Best Hip Hop Video.
Oh, she did?
For Super Bass, whatever that
is. Oh, yeah. Is that a great good song? Is her whole album is incredible.
Really?
Oh, my God. It's so good. She's really talented.
So she's hip hop, right?
Yeah, she's like hip hop. She does, she kind of raps a little bit. She's really good. It's kind of old school stuff, but yeah. She's really good.
Yeah.
Really
is she
talented.
White or black? Mm-hmm. I've never seen
she's
her.
She's like mixed. I think she's mixed? More black than white, but she's like a lighter black.
Mm.
You know, she's crazy. She wears crazy stuff like Gaga. Crazy hair. She's, you know, she's definitely out there.
Yeah.
But I actually do think she has a lot of talent. I like her a lot. So I'm interested to see what her fake alter ego is.
Yeah.
Damn, did you see a picture of Joe?
Yeah. Hot. They're showing that. It's pretty cool.
Why am I so turned on by her right now?
You're turned on by everything. Everything turns you on.
I know, right?
That's good. It doesn't take a lot of hard work to get you going.
Which is sad.
Why?
Because I have such low expectations. It's so sad. But
I guess Adele won a lot of awards.
I love her.
Do you love her?
Do you love her stuff?
I only heard Rolling in the Deep, and
that's
that
was
okay.
That's my least favorite song. That's favorite song by her. Oh, yeah. Her Hometown Glory, I think, is a great song. Her older album, like when she was just not very big.
Right.
She's so talented. Her voice is just...
Yeah, I guess I should be listening because they're making a big deal out of her.
She's amazing. She's such a great talent. Mm. She's a heavier woman, but
She's got a voice.
Holy crap, does she have a voice. She's an amazing talent. And Rolling in the Deep, I actually don't like, and they've overplayed it. I'm just... Mm-mm. I'm not a fan of that song. I think her other stuff is 10 times
better.
Maybe
it seems too commercial for you or something.
Oh, okay. So Garth Brooks did. He recorded under another name and changed his looks. His name was Chris Gaines. Mm. Huh. Garth Brooks. That's right. He retired too, like, remember? And then he was like, didn't he retire for a little bit and then he came back?
I don't know. I know nothing about country music,
really?
So it's hard for me to tell you, yeah.
Oh, I like some country.
Do you?
I like older country. And I like Shania Twain when she was country, not pop.
Mm.
I thought she was really great. But and I love going country line dancing. Oh, it's so fun. There's this place in Calabasas that
me and
my friends used to go to.
Did you?
The Cowboy Palace.
Yeah, I've heard.
It is just... It is like right out of Texas, man. And these people go there and they are just like, they are just dressed from head to toe. Mm-hmm. And you go there and as a woman, even if you don't like to dance, you're going to dance because the guys, and the guys aren't hitting on you. They just want to dance.
Right.
So like if you're a woman, you will absolutely be asked to dance by some guy there and they will teach you. They lead and you just go with it.
Yeah.
And it is the most fun ever.
Wow.
People that hate country music.
Uh-huh.
Every time, like, we have dragged friends of ours there, me and my friend Josh, because we used to go all the time. Mm-hmm. We drag people there. They're like, I hate country music. I don't want to go. We're like, shut up. You are going to have a great time. And we go, and they have had the best time there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. The best time. But, yeah, I love going there. I haven't gone in a really long time.
Yeah.
But it's great. I mean, it's a bunch of older people.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's just, you know.
Yeah. Why is it that women like dancing so much and men not so much?
It's sexy.
It's sexy?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels sexy to dance?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it's okay. And it's hot when a man can dance. Like Justin Timberlake is so hot because he can dance. I'm sorry. The fact that man can move, you're just like, what? He's so hot. And he's not gay. Usually dancers are gay. Yeah. So it's a good thing. No, but I love dancing. It's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah, women do like it. I used to love it when I was younger. But you can imagine now at this age, I don't see myself dancing.
No, not so much?
No.
You don't take Dina out dancing?
No, I don't think so.
Does Dina like dancing?
I don't know. We never tried.
You've never tried it in 7 years? Come on.
No, we never
tried
it.
That's like my mom and my dad. My dad won't take her dancing. She's always wanted that. My mom's always wanted that, and my dad's like, psh, no.
I know. What kind of dancing are you going to go to, you know, when you're older?
I don't know,
older?
Like salsa, or like even like, you know, ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing and
I mean,
stuff,
that's what old people do.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I don't know. I mean, I would just, it's fun. My mom really wants my dad to go, and he won't do it.
Yeah.
My mom also wants my dad to take her to Hawaii. He won't do it, so.
To Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Why doesn't he want to go?
He's just, now I think he just does it because. Now yeah. I think he's just like, no. You know, after all these years, yeah. he's like, no, we're not going. But it's so weird. She wants to go. That's like her one place that she...
Yeah, Hawaii is unforgettable. Well, maybe you can go with her or something, just so she can see it.
Me and my mom. Yeah. I should. I should take her, shouldn't I?
You guys get along, don't you?
Me and my mom? Yeah. Well, you know, we fight. We know how to push each other's buttons.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's a really loving, easygoing person, but she's really passive-aggressive, and it drives me crazy. And I'm not, and I'm really blunt about things, so... You know, she knows how to get under my skin.
Yeah.
Like, she really does.
Yeah.
Then my dad always says that. He's like, she knows exactly what buttons to push with you. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I know. It's annoying.
Yeah, that's one thing about mothers, man. They know you.
They know how to do it.
They do.
They know how to piss you off. And they always have to comment about your hair. What is that with women, with mothers and their daughters? It's always like, honey, you look great, but your hair, what's happening here? What's going on? I swear to God, it's like every time. I'm not joking.
Wow.
It's
That's interesting. But I guess that's there's a lot of things for people to have in common, you know, for mothers and daughters.
Yeah.
More so than, you know, fathers and daughters or, you know, mothers and sons and that. It's not the same, you know, and mothers I think feel that they should be involved.
Yeah.
With their daughters.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I have more in common with my dad than I do with my mom, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. My mom's just so, like, she's such an easygoing person, you know? Mm. She's really easy to entertain.
And yeah.
She's just, you know, you can stick her in a corner and she'll be fine. But, like, she's such a sweet woman, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, we're so completely opposite. Maybe because I'm such a bitch, I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But, I mean, we would have fun if we went.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you feel you're a bitch? I mean, do you really do?
No. I think I am.
I mean, why moments. Would you? What does it mean? I mean, why?
I just say that because growing up, I was my mom and I fought a lot. Like mm-hmm. I'm very headstrong like my father, and I don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
And it's not that I know everything, because that's not what it's about. It's like if somebody doesn't have trust in me mm-hmm. to make decisions, that I have a problem with.
I see.
So my parents would always be like, "No, you can't do that," and it's like. You know, I understood to a point, you know, like my parents were like in high school, I had a lot of friends that I had different groups of friends.
Right.
And one of my group of friends would drink a lot or they would do drugs or whatever. You know, they were like the party group. So my parents didn't want me to hang around with them as much because they thought that I was automatically going to do it.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. And I understand like their thinking. But they never sat down and said, do you have any interest in this? Do you want to do it? Do you know the consequences of this? They just assumed. And it bothered me because I drank a little bit, but I wasn't a big drinker. And I wasn't I didn't drink and drive. And I wouldn't get in the car with people that were drinking and driving. And I never tried any drugs. Mm. I didn't try pot till I was 24 years old. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And that bothered me to no end. The trust that I could make decisions for myself and not give in to peer pressure. Because I was always okay with that. People would be like, do you want to do... I'm like, no, I don't care. Even with sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I never felt like I needed to have sex. All my friends were having sex at a really young age, and I didn't.
Mm.
You know? And I was the last one. My dad said, you're not a bitch. You're a big pain in the ass. Okay, Dad, I am a big pain in the ass. But, no, so I just... So my mom and I would fight a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was... Sometimes they wouldn't let me do things, and I was like, you can't just trust me enough to do this, you know?
Right.
But I understand as a parent, like, it's hard to just let your child go, but I think sitting down and really getting to know your kid and seeing what they're interested in, and if they have any interest in it, and then knowing the consequences, hey, if you're going to go do drugs or drink or hang around people or get in a car, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to get arrested. You're going to get in a car accident. You could kill yourself or kill somebody else.
But they don't give a shit. You know, they're in another world, man.
Who?
The kids. When you talk to them about this shit.
No, I think, I'm speaking for myself here.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like if you get to know your kids and really take an interest in it, I think that you would see a huge difference.
Mm.
Because I feel like, you know, with kids, you're trying to find yourself and all of this, and you try to find... sometimes your family and your friends, because if your family's not around, you try to find it somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that that's very important.
Yeah, but you know what? They get to be teenagers and you don't know what the hell they're doing, you know? And
no, you don't.
They're not happy about anything, and I don't know, you know? I mean, I'm having issues with my son also and stuff, you know, because he's doing his own thing now.
Right. You know?
So, and I was telling him yesterday, I said, I miss the time when you guys were just like young, like kids, and I was God to you. And
yeah, they were they're everything.
Yeah. And now they don't give a shit, you know.
Well, they'll go through a period and then they'll bring it back around.
I mean, you know, we get together a couple times a week and
yeah.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Well, good.
Yeah. I just know that, you know, they have their own minds. They don't really listen. They just do whatever they think.
Well, yes. I mean, everybody's got their own minds, and it's not about controlling them. It's just, like, I don't know. I feel like, for me, if you really take an interest in somebody and getting to know them and really know what they like, I think that makes all the difference in the world. And I'm not a parent. I'm just, I notice that, like, even with friendships or lovers or whatever, you know, if you really take an interest in the other person and really get to know them, it's, you know, you get that in return. You get people to open up.
Yeah.
You get the
in
trust.
In theory, that works. It doesn't always work.
I don't know.
But in theory, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I'm a firm believer in it and in all of that. And I think it can work. Yeah. I just think people need to take the time and believe that, you know, that it really can, instead of telling people what to do all the time. And I'm just speaking in general here. Like, you know, if people stop and think, like, look, I don't like to be told what to do. So why do you think that it's okay if I tell everybody what to do? That's not okay.
Yeah.
You get to know people, you ask them, you respect them enough to learn about them, to see what makes them tick, to see what they enjoy, what they don't enjoy. I mean, I think that that is very important. Mm. In life, really, to get to know people.
No, absolutely. Especially your kids.
Especially. And I don't even have kids. That would be great.
We've got a phone call. Let's see if someone has something to chime in on. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
Are you there with us?
I love this.
Yeah.
Hello? Let's just sit on the phone and
How's
see what happens.
How's it going? Yeah. They're going to make a lot of noise there. Maybe it was pocket dialing.
Our station? Are we on somebody's speed dial?
Okay, they finally hugged
us. Damn it.
It's okay.
They're so excited.
Yeah. We have to humor everybody that calls in here.
I just wanted to have it play just to see if, like, something
is going to happen.
Yeah, like a fight break out or somebody start having sex. It'd be amazing. We'd be like, what's happening?
We can try and call them, too. You know, I have the number.
We could. Let's call them back. Let's call them back and see what they had to say. Let's do it. Let's put them on the spot. Come on.
Yeah, but I don't want to put them on the radio.
Why?
If they don't want to. I don't know.
They called.
It's like, I know, but they called by mistake, obviously.
But hold on. We're on somebody's speed dial here. They didn't just automatically dial these numbers. They're asked.
No, you don't
numbers.
Know that. I just, you know, maybe they just dialed, they meant to dial a different number, and they were just standing there and trying to figure out who is talking to them.
I think we should call him back and embarrass him.
Okay.
I think it's great. Come on. Let's put people on the spot.
I'm not going to do that.
Damn it.
Stephanie. I'm sorry.
Darn it. That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
I always get these.
I mean, I don't know what the implications are if you put someone on the air when they don't know it.
Well,
you know?
I think it's funny.
Do you?
Absolutely. I always get these. I don't know what. My number is pretty easy. I'm not going to say my number on air, but. My number is really easy, but these, I always get Spanish kids calling me.
Really?
And they're like, and they leave these messages and they're talking in Spanish. And sometimes when they answer, they're like, hola mami, hola papi. And I'm like, no hablo español. And then they keep speaking to me in Spanish because I say one thing in Spanish.
Right.
And then they keep thinking. And I'm like, oh God. Like, really?
Yeah.
It's just so funny. But I get this all the time. I'll get messages from Spanish kids all the time.
Yeah. Don't you know when you live in L.A., you're expected to speak Spanish fluently?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
My brother could live here.
Yeah. They think that the Spanish-speaking people think that everybody should speak their language.
Well, you know, so. I'm not against learning languages to communicate with people.
Right.
But feeling but like they I can't have expe- to.
Yeah, they can't expect you... That, like, to assume that you're going to understand what they're saying, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, a few a few winners in the VMA awards.
Yeah, what?
Video of the year, Katy Perry, Firework.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not surprised. I mean, it's been number one for a while. And I think she's had like five number one hits from the same album. That's about the same as Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that what it says, or do you know that?
No, I read that somewhere, not right now. But, okay. But I read it a couple weeks ago or something. Uh-huh. So, yeah, she's been doing pretty well. Best new artist, Tyler. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do, actually.
Tyler, the Creator, whatever.
Yeah, I do.
Best male video, Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Best female video, Lady Gaga. And best pop video, Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney. Yeah,
Britney.
She's back.
Yeah.
I'm not into her music these days. Yeah. It makes me sad because I love her.
Yeah?
I think she's a hot mess.
So you don't think the latest music is good?
I'm not into it. Mm. I'm not into her music lately.
Yeah.
It's just kind of blah.
Because you're older.
How dare you? She's like my age. Come on. She's
she
like
really?
My age.
Yeah, but her music appealed to teenagers.
Yes, but I mean, you know, if NSYNC was still around, I would be all about their music. I was obsessed with NSYNC. Oh my God. And Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just not into it. It's too dancey for me. I'm not a big dance music person.
Yeah.
I like
but
more
you
poppy
like to,
stuff.
I see. Okay.
Does that
so
make
you,
sense?
You like to dance, but more like pop music?
I like, put it this way. Well, when I do go dancing, I love dancing to hip hop and I love dancing to 80s music. That's like my ideal.
Right.
When I go dancing to clubs or whatever.
Right.
But I like more poppier, like cheesy stuff like that. Like I do like some Justin Bieber. I do. Jesse McCartney. Okay. I'm going to admit it on air. Ridiculous that I like this stuff. But like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Britney's older stuff, I was a fan of more.
Mm-hmm.
This is just too dancey. I never got into Madonna's like dancey stuff. That's why I'm not into Lady Gaga so much. Mm. It's just all too dancey. There's nothing
really?
I can
you
really
don't like
relate
that.
To.
Uh-huh.
I don't relate to anything there. There's not the lyrics I don't relate to, the melody, nothing I relate to in the music.
Really?
So for me, I want to feel it. I'm a passionate person. I want to feel the feeling that, you know, what they're feeling when they write the song. Like
yeah.
Bruce Springsteen, like he's a, yeah, you know, you feel his angst when he was like in his heyday, you know. And
yeah,
he's just
but
like,
you've got to like the songs too.
Yeah, exactly. Like In Your Eyes, my favorite love song. Like that is a love song. Like Peter Gabriel wrote this. He felt this. And it's just like you can feel that. And that's what makes it such a beautiful love song, you know?
Okay.
And he's got a great voice and all that. And even Van Morrison, like Van Morrison's like later albums, not a fan of.
Mm.
Like you couldn't feel it. But the Beatles, like I don't know. You can just feel the passion. You can feel it in their words and how they sing it. And there's just something about it. And then in the dancey stuff, I feel it's so electronic that there's nothing there. And that's why I say that, because it's all just like on the computer. That
yeah,
you
but
see what
you
I'm
yeah, but they've got melodies. You know, some of them have great melodies and stuff. And you know, the hell with the words. I don't pay attention to the lyrics anyway. Just give me something that really grabs me from inside. It doesn't
yeah,
have
I want
to be,
both.
Yeah, you know, but the music itself can grab me. It can be a disco song too. You know, I mean, for a while I discovered Lady Gaga kind of late.
Yeah.
But I like her song. I mean, some of her songs I like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's without having to be a dancer or anything.
Yeah, no, look, she's huge. I'm not, she's a great talent. I'm just, you know.
You're just not into that
music. It just
music.
Doesn't, yeah. I can't relate to it in any way.
Right.
And that's, you know, you just, music is, I mean, everything, art is subjective.
Yeah.
You know, you look at a painting and you're just like, some people think it's like the greatest thing in the world. And you're like, what the hell? This is a piece
absolutely.
Of crap, you know?
Yeah.
I would never pay thousands. I wouldn't even pay a dollar for that thing. You know, it's so funny, though. I've always wanted to go to a New York art show with a bunch of socialites, right?
Uh-huh.
And just stand there and be really snotty and just stand in front of these paintings and just be really, like, judgmental and just ridiculous. I just want to play the part for a little bit. I do. I want to go to – I want to see how ridiculous these people are
yeah.
when they're at an art show. And I feel like in New York, like, that – is what they do. You know, they stand there and they're just so like, I don't know. It's the attitude. I don't know what it is, but it's just like, I want to have that. I want to play that part for a little bit.
Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you. You don't have to have these people around you to do this. Just kind of dress like a socialite, like you said, and go check it out.
I do.
And pretend you understand.
I'm totally going to. I'm going to dress the part. I'm going to have the attitude. Uh-huh. And I'm just going to go around and be really snooty and listen to these people talk about the art. And just, you know, because they blow smoke up everybody's ass and they know what they're talking about.
I guess, yeah. But you know what? I was telling you the other day that I was studying, like, art history at least one semester. And then I got turned on by museums. And I actually enjoy going to museums and seeing some, you know, because like I said, when you understand what you're seeing or what to look for and stuff, it's enjoyable. If you just go and you don't have the first idea about art, then it doesn't really speak to you.
But I love art. What I'm saying is this. I love going to museums. Mm-hmm. When I went to the Louvre, it was one of the best experiences. I will go to a museum any day of the week. Right. I'm just talking about the art show. It's the people that's so funny.
Right.
To me.
I understand.
So, yeah. And I do. And, you know, if you do take a class, you probably understand it on a completely different level.
Right.
You know, and you can really appreciate the artist. And I think that that's great.
Right.
You know, I go there and I look at these and I'm like, oh, this is what I like. This is what speaks to me. You know?
Yeah.
But it's just so, I just want to go. I want to go so bad. To one. So somebody invite me to a New York art show. I will fly out for that. Come on, Sam, we can go. We can play the part.
Yeah.
And then you can tell me what you know about art.
Next to nothing, actually.
Well, you know a little bit. You took a class. But,
yeah.
For one semester.
Yeah,
how many years
semester.
Ago?
Many.
What? Like 5 years ago.
No, but
ago.
I like European art, you know, from the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing what people can do.
I know.
With watercolors or, you know.
I know, and there was no photography back then.
I can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Just staring at a real art. I saw the Mona Lisa. Did you ever see the Mona Lisa?
Not in person, no.
Yeah, I talked about this on air.
Not impressed.
I wasn't. I was so bummed.
Why? Because it was small?
Well, it was small. I mean, there's glass over it. But, you know, when I stood there and everybody's there, like, just looking and, you know, freaking out.
Right.
There was nothing that I got from that picture. Mm. I didn't feel her energy. I didn't feel her smiling or being sad or whatever it's you're supposed to feel, you know. I didn't get anything. It didn't speak to me in any way. But I told you I was attracted to this other painting there that was... And it wasn't because it was so grand, because it was a huge painting. It was just... There was something in it for me. It was the light. Mm. It was what this person drew. I don't know. I could feel it more. And so I was a little bummed about the Mona Lisa. I mean, it's worth seeing for everybody, I guess.
Right.
I'm glad I saw it. I just,
Yeah. That's okay. That's
but
fine.
I did like seeing other things there. The Louvre is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a great museum to be in.
Yeah.
It's just so
big. I know. I'd like to check it out sometime.
And the coolest part of it were the... You know, the art students sitting around just drawing, just sitting there. They're allowed to.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting in the Louvre, in the museum.
And they're
like
drawing
all
the
day.
Pictures they're looking at?
Not. Sometimes they're drawing people that walk by.
Really?
They're just there, like, to be inspired. And it's so gorgeous. Like, they're just sitting there for hours, just drawing. Mm. It's so cool.
I know.
It really is neat.
And it's amazing how well some people draw.
I know. My brother.
I used to love to draw when I was younger.
Are you good?
And I was good at it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't practiced in a long time, but still, I'm very fascinated with people that do, like, your cartoon on the street.
Yeah,
you
know,
when you walk in New York.
Oh, those, like, caricature things. Yeah. They're so
funny. I've got a couple of them.
Me too. I've gotten them from Disney World. They're so fun.
They are.
They have the big heads and then the little bodies.
I know, and they're usually pretty good. You know, they look like you.
I don't know
how they do that.
It's so great. I love it. No, I've gotten a couple of those before. My brother, my older brother's a really talented artist. He's just a guy that can just pick up a pencil.
Really?
And
can
just
draw anything?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so insane. I mean, he's so good at a lot of things. All self-taught, you know, but he, I can't draw anything. Stick figures. That's about it. I wish I could. Actually, though, me and my friends, a couple years ago, we used to get together and have art night and play music and just, like, buy, what you know, any kind of art supplies, and then we would just draw and do whatever. And it was so fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It was so fun. And I drew, I used charcoals a lot, which I thought was like the funnest thing ever. Because you're not, it's not really like, you know, pencil or a pen or something that you have to be really good at and detailed. You just kind of, on a canvas, you just smear it everywhere. You know, and, it, and then you're like, oh, it's art. It's abstract.
Yeah, it looks good.
Well, it's abstract, you know. And so I did a... I did one. I actually have it hanging in my room, and it's like ridiculous. But I'm like, this is my painting.
Yeah,
I did it. Art night, you know? And people are like, wow, it's really cool. I'm like, it's abstract. Thank you. I did that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
there is a meaning, but only I know.
I don't even know what it is. And then some people are like, some people have said to me, God, that's a really amazing piece. I'm like, there's nothing to it. But okay, it took me 5 seconds to make. But it's so funny because I've had people comment on different like extremes saying, oh my God, it's amazing. And then, oh yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. What are they going to say?
You know? Well, no, I don't care. I'm just like, I'm just whatever. I own it. I'm just like, what, you know, it's great. It was fun. And I like that I did it, and that's why I hung it up.
Yeah.
And it's like the colors of my room. So it works.
Okay. Well, good. You know, it doesn't have to be good. It just has to be meaningful to you.
I guess so. But when you see bad art, you know? It's like, it's kind of obvious, yeah. Don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Even if it's like, quote unquote, abstract.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't know. I mean, everybody finds art in something.
It's true.
I mean, look at all those Jackson Pollock and stuff, you know? I mean,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
All the, you know, the brush strokes and that. I mean, it's like, okay, so someone decided it's worth a lot and stuff, but I still don't get those pictures.
I don't either.
Doesn't matter how much you look at them.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
There was a movie that
he played Ed Pop. Harris.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was amazing. He was fantastic.
Was he?
Yeah. He was
he's
so
a good.
Good
actor.
I just can't. I'm with you on that. I look at that and I'm like, it just looks like a kid did it.
Right.
Like.
And I mean, I've seen some film where they show it actually painting.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So you know, I think maybe the recognition he's gotten is because he came up with the idea, or, you know, whoever did, and it was different from what had been done before.
Sure.
So it becomes sort of like a breakthrough.
Sure.
You know. And art is like such a broad term, you know. It's like, how do you define it? How do you define what's art and what isn't?
I think you need to, like, own it and be confident and be like, this is a work of art. And if you go in there and you tell them that, then they're like, oh yeah. Like, I think people then believe it, even though it's a bunch of crap. It's just like, I just can't. That same with like some sculpture, sculptures, that's not even a word, but people that sculpt, you know, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that is beautiful, and then I think there's a lot of stuff that's just like, they screwed up, and then they continue to still make it, and then it's like bent and like tilting to the side, and they're like, here is my sculpture. But I can't understand it. It's so funny though. It's really interesting. I mean, I like the fact that you can find art and beauty in even the weirdest places.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole abstraction thing. Not into it.
Yeah, not into it. Like I said, you know, I think you have to study it a little bit to know what to look for and stuff. But if you have to actually learn about it, then how impressive is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, art is, I guess, self-expression, and, you know, whatever people make there, it's, you know, I don't think art is about liking it or not. It's just about observing.
Sorry.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, really quickly before we go, Warren Jeffs, the polygamist.
Yeah.
He's now in the hospital. He fell ill after a fast. He was fasting in prison. And now he's in, I didn't know this, but didn't we ask like how long he's in prison for? Did we not know this? He was sentenced to life plus 20 years.
Wow.
For That's sexually assaulting two girls he claimed were his spiritual wives.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, yeah. So, he got some enjoyment out of it, but now he's paying a dear price.
Oh,
it's never
yeah.
worth it.
What is going to happen to his family? His families.
Yeah. Maybe they'll find a new husband that will take care of 20 people.
33 wives and over 100 children. Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right, Stephanie.
Okay, Sammy.
This is it for Monday. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.